An overflow crowd last night at the monthly meeting of the Mitchell County Board of Commissioners at the Commissioners' Conference Room at the County Administration Building resulted in the meeting being moved to the Mitchell County Courthouse. A number of agenda items were handled and discussed, including approval of a new Economic Development Commission contract. Prior to going into closed session to discuss personnel matters, Chairman Keith Masters introduced County Attorney Lloyd Heiss, who gave the legal background on the possibility of a subdivision ordinance. Heiss pointed out that the state of North Carolina has given rather broad powers to the counties for the adoption of subdivision ordinance regulations. He suggested that before setting a date for a public hearing on a possible subdivision ordinance, that the board might want to set a planning meeting to hear recommendations from the public, and if they want a subdivision ordinance, to discuss what should be in it for the good of Mitchell County. Chairman Masters and the commissioners pretty much agreed with this careful approach. Commissioner Phil Byrd pointed out the difference between public and private property, that when you get into regulations on private property, it's easy to step on individual freedoms and rights. You need to move carefully and properly so as not to trample on the private owner's rights. From the almost full courtroom, more than a dozen citizens expressed a variety of views. A number of citizens pointed out the need to address a number of items if a subdivision ordinance is written and eventually passed. These included definition and size of subdivision, the difference between family plots and farms, and a developer subdivision, roads and emergency access as for fire and rescue vehicles, water, septic, and electricity. Other citizen comments included urging the board to bring some smart people and some common sense into the discussions. Other comments, a subdivision ordinance is needed because of the bad apples, not the good developers. Another quote was, "We don't need the government to tell us everything, and we should take a look at ordinances from other counties. A subdivision ordinance could lead to zoning, higher taxes down the road, and more crime coming into the county. And livability is more important than money." Other comments were that we could not stifle economic development with burdensome regulations, and no getting around it in the area is going to be developed, so let's do it right. All in all, the orderly crowd expressed a variety of views. Chairman Keith Master said the commissioner workshops to further discuss a possible subdivision ordinance would be scheduled soon and would be open to the public for their input. I'm Michael Lardell reporting.